Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Merryn Dental Media, the podcast for people who want to take control of their dental health and their general well-being. I'm Dr. Oscar Merryn, and today's episode is all about dental implants. This will be our 9th episode, and I hope that you're finding a lot of value in this information. You can help others stay informed by sharing and subscribing to this podcast, and you can write to dentalmedialibrary@gmail.com with feedback and suggestions for future episodes. I look forward to hearing from you in the near future, and in the meantime, here's today's episode. Although having a missing tooth may seem handy when drinking through a straw, it is otherwise an unpleasant inconvenience. Humans have been attempting to replace missing teeth for thousands of years with different means and materials. Ivory, animal bone, rocks and minerals, you name it. In ancient China, bamboo pegs were placed in the sockets of extracted teeth, and the Etruscan people were doing bridges with gold wire and human teeth in 700 BC. The dental implants that we know today were an accidental discovery. Although dentists had been trying to implant different materials in the jaw since the mid-1800s, it wasn't until the early 1950s when Dr. Brandemark discovered its dental use. He was one of the orthopedic surgeons who was trying to study the process of bone healing, and for his studies he used rabbits, and he used titanium tubes that were placed on the rabbit's leg bone to be able to observe and document the process. To his surprise, when the time came to remove these titanium tubes from the rabbit's legs, they had a hard time detaching them because they had fused to the bone. This phenomenon later became known as osseointegration, which is the ability that some materials have to stick to living bone. They then decided to study if the same process would take place in humans, and since teeth are the most common missing body part, the mouth became the ideal place to study the success of titanium implants. By the late 60s, implants started being successfully placed in people's jaws as an alternative to bridges, and since then the advancements in implant dentistry have made it a routine procedure that has helped millions of people replace one tooth or the entire mouth dentition. We have come a long way since the development of dental implants. Implants used to only be placed in surgical rooms by highly specialized clinicians, and now it has become a much more routine chairside procedure in dental offices performed, of course, by a dentist with advanced implant training. Implants have brought great freedom of choice to patients, too, that have missing teeth. Before implants, patients were limited to removable dentures or fixed bridges that use natural teeth to anchor the missing ones. Today, people don't have to sacrifice healthy tooth to support bridges that eventually tend to fail and leave them with more complex problems to deal with. For the chewing to be efficient, both sides of the bite need to be able to work properly. Missing teeth lead to teeth shifting and poor bite function. Partially chewed meals cannot be properly absorbed by the digestive tract, which means that some of the essential nutrients never enter the bloodstream, leading to potential nutritional deficiencies that originate from poor chewing. People that have natural teeth place between 40 to 80 pounds of pressure to chew their meals. People who wear dentures are only able to apply about 17 to 25 pounds of pressure because the denture rests on the gums, and it hurts to press any harder. And also, if they press harder, it makes the dentures flip and move. The upper denture generally holds from the palate like a suction cup. But the lower denture does not have that retention. They're usually held in place by a mix of gravity and gradual cheek and lip muscle training. A simple way to improve the quality of life and the diet of the people who wear lower dentures is by anchoring it from dental implants. This procedure usually takes about 20 minutes, and after a short healing period, the denture is fitted with an attachment that can be snapped on and off the implants, and this gives the patient a significant increase in the retention, the stability, and the support of the denture, allowing them to chew solid meals with confidence. Unfortunately, not everyone is a good candidate for dental implants. People that take medication for osteoporosis, or people with uncontrolled diabetes or any other conditions that affect the normal metabolism of the bone, do not qualify for implant placement. Also, certain people who have had missing teeth for a long time have experienced, in some cases, severe bone loss that leaves him with no structure to support the implant. There are always ways to overcome this less than ideal situation with bone grafts and shorter implants, but it usually means we might get a less than ideal result. So, always insist that a bone grafting material is placed in the socket of the extracted tooth to avoid bone shrinking and prepare the area for a potential placement of an implant in the future. Today's 3D x-rays enable us to look and plan the ideal placement for the implant, taking advantage of the areas with the best chances for implant integration and survival. And they also help us avoid disturbing neighbor structures like nerves, roots of neighbor teeth, and the airway space. Another barrier to overcome, of course, is the high cost associated with the procedure and the fact that even though they are considered the current standard of care, some insurance plans still don't pay for them. Because of these, some people have opted for less than ideal treatment alternatives like bridges or partials, or even in some cases have decided to get implants by traveling to a foreign country, taking the risk of treatment failure and potentially increasing the cost to solve any unforeseen complications. Although certain dental procedures like fillings and cleanings could be completed in one or two visits, other services like dental implants and more complex cases usually require a very comprehensive evaluation of the x-rays, studying the potential limitations of the case, coordination with other departments or teams, and usually multiple visits will be required to confirm the adequate fit and function of the work. Also, you're probably going to require follow-up visits for adjustments. So expediting dental services like implants will only result in premature breakdown, failure of the restorative work, and increased treatment costs. When it comes to dental work, it is always less expensive to do it right the first time. There are hundreds of different brands of dental implants in the US alone, and each dentist decides to work with the brand that they prefer. Dental implant parts are not interchangeable. Each implant manufacturer has their own line of custom-made parts. Sometimes the parts for a foreign implant are not found in the US if the implant brand does not meet the criteria for FDA approval. The good news is that because of the high cost of dental implant treatments, there are companies that specialize in financing dental treatment, and they offer an array of no-interest payment plans. In our office, in some cases, we facilitate the process by dividing the treatment in two or three phases, so the patient has an opportunity to spread the cost over the length of the entire healing process. If you're interested in a brief description of the implant placement procedure, you can look up our YouTube video called Eye is for Implant. If you happen to know someone who is missing one or multiple teeth, or maybe someone who may benefit from implant-supported dentures, send them our way. Consultation for dental implants is always free in our office. We're very lucky to have one of the best oral surgeons in Los Angeles as part of our team. Dr. Appel Karugian is a professor at the USC Maxillofacial Department, and he has placed thousands of dental implants, so you can be sure that you're in good hands. At West Covina Smiles and Smile Design Advanced Dentistry in Brea, we are on a mission to help as many people as we can regain control of their dental health. To schedule an appointment for consultation, or if you have any questions about this podcast, you can call us at 626-810-5000 in West Covina or 714-529-2626 in the city of Brea. For more information, you can also visit our website, drmarin.com, or write us to dentalmedialibrary@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and until next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.